Iqra Productions presents Punishment of Hell by Sidi Muhammad Saleem.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون صدق الله العظيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وحبيب ربنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Today, we live our lives not according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not according to the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us how we should live our lives. And if you look into the Quran, it says in the Quran, لَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. They are not the same, those people who belong to the fire of hell, compared to those people who belong to paradise. So those people who belong to paradise are those people who will benefit. It is regarding the fire of hell I want to talk about today, and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said and warned us about the extreme difficulty of Jahannam. We think when we live our lives today that either it's not going to happen, or because the worldly pleasure is so attractive that we blank off our minds to the fact of the reality after the Day of Judgment. You have heard about the Day of Judgment, and you have heard about the difficulties that people will face on the Day of Judgment. However, if you remember, those people on the Day of Judgment will be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, put us into the fire of hell. Ya Allah, please put us into the fire of hell, put us into our final destination as we cannot suffer any longer. However, what were they to know what the fire of hell is about and why Jahannam was created? Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created two places. These places already exist and have been seen by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he went on the night of Miraj. The place of extreme beauty and the place that there will be no reward compared to the reward of paradise is called Jannah. And the place where there is extreme difficulty and there is no other difficulty compared to this is Jahannam. We today suffer the slightest difficulty. If you cut yourself, immediately you feel the pain. However, that pain is absolutely nothing compared to the pain that people will have to suffer in Jahannam. On the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the fire of Jahannam to be brought to the people. And 70,000 angels, each of them on 70,000 reins dragging the fire of Jahannam will be brought. The cover will be taken off Jahannam, and there will be thick smoke that will come out. The people of Jahannam will smell the rotten stench of Jahannam, and they will be at a distance of 500 years away from Jahannam. Also, when there will be complete and utter darkness on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shine His light upon the people. And then everything will become light, and He will take the cover off of Jannah, paradise. And the people that will go into Jannah will smell the beauty of Jannah at a distance of 500 years. However, they will not be able to smell the rotten stench of Jahannam, and those people who will go into Jahannam will not be able to smell the beauty of Jannah. However, when Jahannam is brought, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that Jahannam will be so angry that day that it will be very, very difficult for the angels to keep it steady. For it will be trying to lash out at the people, and it will be trying to get hold of anyone it can. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if it was to be released, then every single person would be eaten by the fire of Jahannam, including those people who are not due to go into Jahannam. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the angels to hold Jahannam back. Jahannam will be extremely furious that day, and it will then come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then it will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will ask to be prostrated in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give it permission. It will then say, Ya Allah, I have been created for a purpose, and I ask for that purpose today to be fulfilled. The reason why I was created is that those people who thought that I did not exist today can see that I exist. Those people who had no idea of how severe I was, who had no idea of what difficulties they have to face, today they will see that. Jahannam will say, they used to ignore you. They used to ignore your commands. They used to think, when people used to go to them and advise them, they used to laugh at them. They used to say, there is plenty of time for that. Or some used to say, we do not believe in that. Today, Ya Allah, I ask that I grab them people and I throw them into my fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still ask the angels to hold Jahannam back. It will keep with it being held back, it will get even more angry, up to the extent that it will feel as if it has been ripped apart in the middle. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, Hazrat Mikael, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, the angels, and Hazrat Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam will all go down to their knees. And they will all cry, nafsi, nafsi, on that day. Because everyone will have the fear of the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beloved messenger says that the Jahannam's fire will be a sound of 1,000 donkeys, and that sound will get even more severe as it goes on. It will look towards the people, and the only intention that Jahannam will have that day is to grab everyone it can. Then, due to the sound of the fear of Jahannam, people's teeth will start to chatter and their bones will start to shake. And when they look towards the fire of Jahannam, they will not be able to move their eyes away from it. And the front layer of their eyes will start burning, and the skin will start melting. Their bones will start crumbling that day due to just looking at the fire of Jahannam. They will be in such a state that they will forget who they are. They will forget about every single thing. The friends that they used to stay with are no longer their friends anymore. Because that day, Jahannam, their fear is that, may Allah protect me from that fire of hell. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give each and every individual a book of deeds. Those people who will have the book of deeds in their right hand are the ashab al-yameen. And those people who will be given the book of deeds in their left hand are the ashab al-shimal. It will be the people with the book that will be given to them in the left hand, those people who will go into the fire of Jahannam. They will look at their deeds, and every single small and large deed will be explained in that book. They will accept that they had committed sin. Those people who had committed kufr, those people who had rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will now know that they were wrong. Those people who used to worship others except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or who used to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mushriks, will now know what they had done wrong. Those people who used to disobey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who used to purposely miss namaz, those people who used to commit adultery, those people who used to drink alcohol, those people who used to not give zakat, those people who did not fast in Ramadan, those people who had the wealth and did not give any of that towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now know what they had done. They will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, we now know and we accept what we have done wrong. Ya Allah, send us back into the world. Send us back today. We regret what we have done. We were lazy. We felt that our lives would never end. We felt that we would never have to see this day. We felt that the pain would not be so severe. Just by looking at the fire of Jahannam, their brains will start to boil. Up to the extent that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the brains will start boiling and it will come out of their heads up to their feet. Their heart will start to burn. It will go completely black and their heart will come up to their throat. Their skin will start to melt. There will be pus coming out of their body and they will be bleeding. They will start crying, but their tears will disappear. Just by looking at the fire of Jahannam and at the anger of Jahannam that day, every single part of their life, every single day of their life will flash back to them. And they will feel, Ya Allah, I wish I had not missed that namaz. Ya Allah, I wish I had not done that deed. Ya Allah, I wish I had obeyed your commander, obeyed your messenger, obeyed your command. However, that there will be no return from that day. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the fire of Jahannam. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba-i Kiram about the difficulties of the fire of Jahannam. The Sahaba-i Kiram immediately accepted what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, and they used to shake and fear with the fire of Jahannam. And yet today, people have no concern whatsoever. But that day will be a reality. Those people who will be given the book in their left hand, their faces will go completely black. And their eyes, the white part of their eyes, and the pupil of their eyes will go completely green with the sheer fear of the Jahannam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the angels. The angels will be ordered to grab hold of these people. The angels will be stood at the side of Jahannam awaiting the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them, they will come running to the people. Every single individual that will be going into the fire of hell will be allocated 70,000 angels. In their hands, they will have chains. They will have handcuffs. They will have whips and they will have hammers. And they will come running to the people, each one of them wanting to grab hold of this person who used to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will tie this person up. They will grab hold of their faces. They will rip their hair apart. And then they will chain them together with the chains of the fire of Jahannam. They, the angels, will be, the mercy in their hearts will have been taken out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will have no mercy whatsoever. And the fire of Jahannam will be awaiting them. However, before this happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the bridge of Ful Sirat over the fire of Jahannam. It has been stated that the distance of walking across the Ful Sirat will be continuously for 70 years. However, people will go across it according to their deeds. Those people who used to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who used to pray namaz, namaz will come in the form of a vehicle, of a conveyance, and take them across within the flash of lightning. Those people who used to do bad deeds, but also did good deeds, they will crawl across the Ful Sirat. Some people will be saved by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because on that day, when people's destination will be decided, Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be crying for us, so that every one of his followers does not have to go into that severe fire of Jahannam. But there will be people who will go. There are 19 different levels in Jahannam, and the top level of Jahannam are for those people who are the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and yet they disobey their command. And the bottom level of Jahannam are for those hypocrites who used to call themselves Muslims, but really in their heart have no faith. They used to hate Islam. They are for them. There will be 19 angels that will have total control of the fire of Jahannam, each on each level. My dear sisters of Islam, this day will be a day that will be seen by everyone. And yet, people ignore what the Prophet ﷺ says. Jahannam will have 7 doors. And each door, when it is opened, will have 70 jungles in it. And each jungle will have 70,000 different paths. And each path will have 70,000 different burrows. And each burrow will have 70,000 scorpions awaiting, where people will have to walk past. And each scorpion will have poison inside it equivalent to a mountain. People will not be in their normal state that day. For remember, I told you, people will be completely naked. People will be completely naked. However, people will be given clothes. Those people who did not appreciate their life, those people who never thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what they have been given, those people who used to look at a pair of clothing and think to themselves, I wore that 2 weeks ago, I cannot wear that again, what face am I going to show my friends? Remember, that day you will want some of that clothing. However, the clothing will be made out of fire for those people who will go into Jahannam. It will be completely black. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if one piece of that clothing was to be put on top of a mountain, the whole mountain would melt with the sheer heat. Jahannam, there will be sparks flying out of Jahannam, equivalent to the stars out there. Millions of sparks flying out of there. And each spark will be in distance 40 years in size. And these sparks will be falling on people. For that fire will be severe. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if that spark came out of the west, then everybody in the east would suffer from it. That is how severe it will be. Because whatever punishment that you have thought of, then think that this will be a million times worse. Because today you do not even have the slightest patience to understand. You take your time and read the Quran and read the understandings of the Quran. Well, that day there will be plenty of time. Not to read the Quran because it will be too late. But that day there will be plenty of time because time will stop. Each day will be 1,000 days long. And people will have to suffer this immediate fate. The bad people, their status will be so severe, so painful, that their bodies will completely melt. Only their souls will remain, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create the bodies again. Then, this is before people actually go into the fire of Jahannam. My dear sisters of Islam, they will stand at the doorstep and the doors of Jahannam will open. Jahannam will cry out, come to me, for I have been waiting for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created me for a reason. I will not forget that reason. You forgot your reason. You forgot the reason why you were created. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have created jinn and humans only for my worship. And yet, you have forgotten your status. And it is because of that I am waiting for you. For I am angry today and I will take revenge. I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will take revenge. And the Jahannam will say, Ya Allah, make my fire even hotter. Make me even more painful, for I want to take revenge on these people who ignored your command. Then, people will be so thirsty that their throats will be burning. And they will ask for water. But water will not be given to them. They will be given burning hot oil to drink. Where, once they drink this oil, the intestines will completely burn out. And remember one thing, my dear sisters of Islam, your bodies, for those people, may Allah forgive us all and protect us all, those people who will go into Jahannam, Their bodies will not like me this. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says they will be made so large that if a bird or if a horse, sorry, was to run from one side of their shoulder to the other side, it would take 2 weeks to get to the other side. It will be so large. They will be so broad that it will be a journey of 3 days. Why? Because if they are fat, if they are large, then they will feel no pain. Their hair will go completely to the ground. But the angel will grab hold of their hair and they will drag them and they will grab them into Jahannam. Scraping them on the floor. People will try to stop. People will ask for mercy. But these angels will have no mercy. These angels will be larger than the people. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if a bird was to fly from one shoulder to the other shoulder of an angel, it would take 2 months to get to the other side. These are the gods of Jahannam. These people, these angels are going to punish the people of Jahannam. And the people, they will be screaming, they will be shouting, but no one will listen to their screams. No one will be interested. Everyone will be in their own worry. My dear sisters of Islam, then they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam and they will see in Jahannam, it will be complete fire. And that fire is nothing like the fire here. For Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the fire of Jahannam was burned for 1,000 years. It was heated and heated and heated for 1,000 years until it went red. Then it was burned for another 1,000 years. The same fire was heated and heated over and over again until it went white. The same fire was heated again for another 1,000 years until it went completely black. The fire will have no light in it whatsoever. The people will be thrown into that fire. Their bodies will be extremely large. Why? Because whatever they eat, they will never be able to fill their bellies. The food that we sit on the floor today, and we have some meat, some vegetables, some rice, and we are spoiled for choice today, and we do not appreciate the food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. Go and see those people who cannot eat that food. Go and see those people who appreciate even the slightest part of that food. And yet, our children say, I do not want that food, I feel like something else today. We accept that and we throw that food away. But that day, people will be very hungry. But they will ask for food. And there will be a tree in Jahannam. The tree will have 70,000 branches on it. And each branch will have 70,000 fruits on it. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if one drop of the fruit was to be thrown onto the earth, nothing would ever grow again on earth. It was that bitter. It will be that bitter. People will eat that. People, the fruit will have thorns in it. It will get stuck in their throat. They will ask for water. Water will not be given to them. Burning hot oil will be given to them. Once they drink that, their bodies will melt. But remember, they will be created again. Every time there is a part of punishment given to them, that punishment will feel even more severe than the last one. And the time will go by. They will say to the doorkeepers of Jahannam, they will say to the angels will reply, did messengers not come to you? Did you not read the Quran? Did you not listen to the words of the Prophet? Did he not warn you? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not warn you that you will have to suffer this? You ignored him that day. We will not listen to you. People will be in so much pain. In so much pain. And there will be a sea, an ocean made of fire. The ocean, the largest ocean in this world, will be like a drop of water compared to the oceans there. And people's goods that they used to live for, that hard time that you used to earn for the money, and whilst earning that money, you forgot the commands of Allah. You forgot and you betrayed Islam. Well, that then goods will be thrown into that sea. And people will be thrown behind that goods and say, go. Now, go and get them goods. Every single individual will have a chain around their neck, and the heat from that chain will make their bodies melt, will make their brains boil, And people will then ask for water, and they will see in a distance some streams. They will go running to them streams. They will put their face in that water. But that water will be so hot that the front part of their face will melt. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create that again. The people will start crying. But who is going to listen to them? No one's going to listen to them that day. Today, if you ask for forgiveness, Allah will listen to you. Today, if you ask for repentance, Allah will listen to you. But no one is going to listen to you that day. No one is going to listen to the people of Jahannam that day. However, the people will cry. Whilst they are crying, their tears will run out. So they will then start to cry with the tears of blood. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it is as if two streams of blood will be coming out of their eyes. Enough blood will come out that ships could start sailing in that blood. It will be that painful. And people will then ask the doorkeeper of Jahannam. People will ask, intercede for us for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intercede for us. For 1,000 years, they will ask and they will ask and they will ask and they will have no reply. After 1,000 years, Hazrat Malik, who is in charge of Jahannam, will reply, go away. Did messengers not come to you? Did you not listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ask from He whom you have betrayed. Do not ask me. For 1,000 years, they will then start asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His merciful name. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Sattar. They will ask His name. For 1,000 years He will remain quiet. They will then say to themselves, let us all ask for patience. Let us all be patient, for those people who are patient in the world have been rewarded paradise. If we are patient, maybe Allah will take us out of the fire of Jahannam. And they will ask for patience. There will be no reply for 1,000 years. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply to them. They will feel happy that Allah has communicated with them. The people will start to become happy that Allah is communicating with them. Allah will say, remain quiet and go away from me, for you did not listen to my command. You forgot me in the world. I have forgotten you today. I'm not concerned about you today. The people will start crying. They will start asking for death. They will start asking that we wish that we would die. Ya Allah, give us death. Ya Allah, give us death. But remember, after the death in this world, there is no death from that day onward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call the people. The people will gather together. The people of Jahannam will think that maybe Allah will take us out of this evil place. And the people of Jannah will also be brought together. The people of Jannah will think, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us out of this beautiful place. The people of Jannah will start to get worried. And the people of Jannah will start to smile. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order a lamb, a sheep in the form. And He will say, do you know what this is? People will say, that is death. Then, angel will cut that sheep and say, do you know what has happened? The people will say that there is no death anymore. Death does not exist anymore. And therefore, the people of Jahannam will cry and cry and cry. And the people of Jannah will be cheerful and they will be smiling. For they will be rewarded for their patience in this world. They have been rewarded for listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The walls of Jahannam will be 40 years thick in distance. And Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi states that there is a well in Jahannam. If you were to drop something in that well, it would not reach the bottom for 70 years. Those people who used to deliberately make their namaz qaza will be thrown into that well. Those people will be thrown into that well. Let me tell you, my dear sisters of Islam, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day was started crying. The Sahaba Kiram inquired, O beloved Prophet, why are you crying? He says, when I went in the night of Miraj, I saw that there were more women in the fire of Jahannam than in Jannah. And I am crying for my ummati, my women. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked the question, Ya Rasulullah, I saw that there were more women in the fire of Jahannam than in Jannah. And I am crying for my ummati. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked the question, Ya Rasulullah, why is that? He replies, for two reasons. The women were more concerned about jewelry in the world, and the women were more concerned about fashion in the world. And they forgot the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear sisters of Islam, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so concerned about his ummati that one day Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam says that I have seen today the people of Hazrat Musa. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam says, I have seen today the people of Hazrat Isa. I have seen today the people of Hazrat Ibrahim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is only asking one question. Have you seen my ummah? Have you seen my ummah? Have you seen my ummah? He is only concerned about the ummah of his people, his followers. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam then says, Ya Rasulullah, I have seen your ummah today also. Suddenly the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands up. He starts crying and he disappears. The Sahaba Kiram go to search for him. For 3 days they cannot find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They go in search in the mountain tops, in the fields, but they cannot find him. 3 days later, they see a shepherd grazing his goat. They ask the shepherd, have you seen our messenger? Have you seen our prophet? The shepherd says, I have not seen anyone. However, there has been a sound of crying for 3 days, and for that reason, my goats have not eaten for 3 days. They go, ask amongst themselves, that must be our beloved messenger of Islam. They go and find him, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's in sijida, and he's asking for the forgiveness of his ummati. Rabbi habli ummati, that is the only thing he is saying. They ask, they say, Ya Rasulullah, please lift your head, for Allah will certainly listen to your dua. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still crying in sijda and asking for us, asking for our protection. Then the Sahaba Ikram go back to see Hazrat Fatima to Zuhra. They take Hazrat Fatima with them and they say, Ya Fatima, maybe you can convince the beloved messenger of Islam, for he has so much love for you. Hazrat Fatima then asks her beloved father, Ya Rasulullah, please lift your head from prostration. Allah will certainly accept your dua. Then Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still asking for the forgiveness of his ummati from that fire of Jahannam. Hazrat Fatima Zahra then says, Ya Rasulullah, if you do not lift your head today, Fatima will prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and she will not lift her head until the day of judgment. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands up. Why did he do this? So that we could be forgiven. And yet, from that difficulty of Jahannam, the people of Jahannam will climb the wall. And they will come to the top of Jahannam. And they will see from a distance the people of Jannah enjoying themselves. The people of Jannah will say, what was the reason why you are in the fire of Jahannam? Why are you there instead of here? The people of Jahannam will reply, we did not believe. We were not from the believers. We were not from those who used to pray namaz. We were not from those who listened to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once they say that, the angels will beat them and drag them back to the center of Jahannam. And they will gain so much pain. Now my dear sisters of Islam, I would like to ask you the question. Do you want to go into that pain? Do you want your children to suffer that pain? If you do not want to do that, then change your life today. Listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to the commands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For today you will feel that you will have to sacrifice some of your time. Today you will feel as if people are enjoying themselves. The infidels are having so much pleasure. The infidels sat in front of the TV, watching the televisions that they like. They can go out at night. They can have so much freedom. But remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that this world is paradise for the infidels. And it is like a jail for the Muslims. For they will have to understand and they will have to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we have forgotten our status. We have forgotten the fact that why we were created. Why? We have forgotten the biggest gift that we have been given, and that is Iman. And that is why today you see that teenagers are in difficulty and they have been committing adultery. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that those people who commit adultery will be hung from their private parts in the fire of Jahannam. And they will be hung up to the extent that all their skin will come off. All their body parts will come off, their bones will crumble, and Allah will create that body again. Those people who used to give false witness, And those people who used to lie will be hung in the fire of Jahannam with their tongues. They will be hung with their tongues, and then their tongues will be ripped apart. Those people who used to steal, then those people will have their hands beaten and beaten and beaten completely. Yet the people, by seeing the fire of Jahannam, will start to bite their fingernails. Then they will start to bite their fingers. Then they will start to bite their wrists up to the extent that they will have eaten all their arms. Into the sheer, looking at the sheer fear of the fright of Jahannam. But I ask the question, and the question is that will there be anybody that will listen to you that day? No one will listen to you. A person, a husband, will go to his wife and he will say, "That was I not a good husband to you?" She will say, "Yes, you were." He will say, "Did I not do my duty as a husband?" She will say, "Yes, you did." She will then say that you did more than that. You did more than your duty. You used to make sure I was happy in that world. Then the husband will say, "In that case, give me one of your good deeds, the size of an atom. Give me one of your good deeds today, for I am scared that I will have to go into that fire." The wife will reply, "My dear husband, today I cannot do that for you. For I am scared myself, today I cannot do that for you." That person will be rejected from his wife. His wife will turn him away. And then he will go to his children, the children who he used to strive for, the children who he used to earn for, the children who he forgot about the day and night for, so that he could give them a good life, them children. And he will go to them on his knees and he will ask his children, "My children, was I not a good father to you?" They will say, "Yes, you was." He will say, "Did I not do my duty as a father? Did I not give you, provide for you? Did I not give you a good worldly education?" The children will say, "My father, you did more than that." The father will be on his knees grabbing the feet of his children. And the father will be saying, "Please, today give me one of your good deeds. The size of a small atom which you cannot even see. Please give me one of your good deeds." The children will say, "I cannot do that because I am scared today of what is going to happen to me." Those children that you used to live for, they will reject you. The family members whom you used to have a good day with, a good day out with, forgot the commands of Allah. They will forget you that day. There will be one character who will be concerned that day, and that will be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why he will be crying. For he will be trying to help the people from the Pulchirat. He will be trying to help the people from the weighing scales of Mizan. He will be trying to drag the people out of Jahannam. He will be trying to raise the status of the pious people. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam that day will be the only person that people can turn to. And yet, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself saying that man zayyi'a sunnati hurrimat alayhi wa shafa'ati. Those who miss my sunnah will not gain any part of my intercession on the day of judgment. They will not gain any part of my intercession. They are the people who will go into the fire of Jahannam. Then people today, why? Because of our luxurious life. Why? Because this short life of 60, 70, 80 years, and we forget the commands of Allah. And that life, that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that people will go into Jahannam at least for a few thousand years. And each year will be 365 days, and each day will be equivalent of 1,000 years in this world. And that people will go into that fire. Because there will be so much pain. Those people who used to be so proud of themselves, who used to be aggressive other people, them people will be made to lay in a coffin full of fire. And that coffin will be put into another coffin of fire, and then it will be put into a furnace. And they will be burning, they will be screaming. Every single pain will be different. Every single pain will be different. And each part of the pain will feel even worse than the pain before. They will be with the shayateen. They will be with the shaitan. The shaitan will say, "I made a promise and Allah made a promise. Allah's promise is true and it has been proven today. My promise was full of lies. My promise was false. I have no power to give you anything. I have no power whatsoever. All I did was to lure you and you used to come running behind me." And people will be so angry. A person's body will be fighting with his soul. A body will say, "It is the soul, Ya Allah, that used to make me do this. It is the soul that used to say, why don't you do this thing? And why don't you do that thing? I was helpless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will ask, they will say, Ya Allah, the body will say, forgive me, and take the soul into Jahannam. And the soul will say, Ya Allah, it is not me, for I, on my own, have no power. It was the body, the hands used to reach out, and they used to commit, they used to steal. The eyes used to look at unpermissible acts. The tongue used to say things. The ears used to listen to haram music. It wasn't me, it was the body. Throw the body into the fire of Jahannam. People will fight amongst themselves. But they will look for a reason, any reason to get out from that fire. But no, there will be no escape whatsoever. For once them doors of Jahannam shut, for the kuffar and the mushrikeen, there is no escape whatsoever. For those disobeying Muslims, then there will be freedom. There will be freedom. However, that will be in the state of a thousands and thousands of years. And yet, one half a minute could not withstand that pain. Think of yourselves, you have a choice. One choice is to listen to the commands of Allah, be a respectable person. That's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding. For whatever Allah commands, there is a reason behind it. Stay away from adultery for the social problems it causes. It is not right for you to do that. It is not right. And today, the English society, the British society are so much in social problems. Why? Unwanted pregnancies at the age of 15, at the age of 12, may Allah forgive. That is happening today. Why? Because they have forgotten. May Allah forgive, but even some of our sisters have started to forget that. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that the women must remain separate from men. Why? So shaitan cannot lure you into that. Shaitan cannot lure you into the sin. And that is why when a man and a woman mixes, the person between them two is shaitan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that lower your gaze when you are walking, so that you are not tempted. For them eyes, why were they created? Think them for yourself, my dear sisters. They were created for a reason. So that you can look at the faces of your parents. So that you can read the Holy Quran. So that you can pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can see the beauty created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not created so that you can look at haram acts. They were not created for that reason. Them hands were created, what for? So that you can look after your parents. So that you can look after your children. Them hands were created so that you can lift the Holy Quran. That Quran that sits in the corner of your houses today, gathering dust, whilst you are wiping the dust of your TV. For people are more concerned about wiping the dust of their TV than wiping the dust of the Holy Quran. That Quran is praying against you if you do not touch it for 40 days. And yet, them eyes, them hands were created so that you lift the Holy Quran. Once you touch the Holy Quran, you gain reward. Them feet were created for a purpose. For men, they were created so that they go towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the time came, they went towards the masjid. They were created for a reason. So for women, they were created so they can do their duties. As a pious woman, it does not forbid you from good deeds, it just forbids you from deeds which lure you to the fire of Jahannam. But people have forgotten. People do not care anymore. They think to themselves, live and let live. Everybody has to die one day. But for Muslims, that is not the thought. The Muslims is, everybody will die one day. But that death is just but a test for us. It is after that, life will begin. My dear sisters of Islam, the eyes, when if you, alhamdulillah, if you ever go to the holy places of Makkah and Medina, you will see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not for a short while. You should not forget that. When you come back, you should come as a changed person. For if you go to perform Umrah, or you go to perform Hajj, and you come back and you still don't pray namaz, you still don't listen to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what was that trip worth? What good was it? So was it just a holiday, like going to Florida? Was it just a holiday, like going to other places in the world? There must be a reason behind that trip. And that trip is so that you can change your life. You can change your life for the better. For look at those people who are in difficulty today. They are being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them martyrdom. If He gives them martyrdom, then they will stay away from the fire. And that is that you have a choice. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forewarned us. For the angels that they will say in the fire of Jahannam, did a prophet not come to you? Were you not told what you were supposed to do? Were you not instructed? Were you not given the benefits of doing something and yet you forgot? You did not care? The only thought in your mind was that, oh, I am a Muslim, I will go straight into Jannah. And yet, you in theory was performing hypocritism. Why? Because you were saying that you believed in Islam and yet the fundamental beliefs of Islam have been forgotten. My dear sisters of Islam, change your life today. You have to change your life, for if you don't, then there is only one destination for you. There is only one destination. And remember, when you are in that grave, you will be on your own. On the day of judgment, you will be on your own. In the fire of Jahannam, you will be on your own. Nobody will be with you. Today you will have your friends. Today you will spend your time. Today you will have your family. Today you will have people to support you. Today you will have people to distract you. But what will happen that day? People have forgotten. I keep on saying this. And that must be the only reason. Because I do not believe that people don't believe. Muslims certainly believe that they will be raised after death. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is why stated that learn knowledge of Islam. Because the knowledge of Islam will protect you. The knowledge of Islam will be a barrier between you and the fire of Jahannam. The knowledge of Islam will say that you must not go on that path. Why? If you go towards that path, then you are destined to go into the fire of Jahannam. La yastawi ashabun nari wa ashabul jannah. Ashabul jannati humul faizun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the streams of Jannah are beautiful. The streams of Jannah are so desirable that when a person is in Jannah, every piece of fruit that they eat, that they will feel so sweet, so beautiful, that they will see a different taste. They will have a different taste of that fruit. That is waiting for us in after this life. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be waiting for his ummatis. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be wanting to take his ummatis into Jannah. And these ummatis will, because of their deeds, will go into the fire of hell. Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu has showed us a path of life. He himself, a wali of Allah, used to reject food for 40 days just to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when a bread and some water was given to him, he used to split the bread into three pieces, give the two pieces to the poor and have one small piece of bread after no food whatsoever for 40 days. That is the great wali's of Allah. And Hazrat Rabia Basri radiallahu ta'ala anha was seen one day, and in one hand she has a bucket of water, in the other hand she has some stick which has fire on it. And somebody says, oh waliya of Allah, where are you going? She says, with this bucket of water I will extinguish the fire of Jahannam, and with this stick of fire I will burn Jannah, because I do not want people to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fear of Jahannam. I do not want people to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of Jannah. I want people to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is the only one worthy of praising. He is the reason that people should pray. Yes, there is a gift for you. Today, if we find out, we go to work 5 days and then we expect something at the end of that. We expect our wages. If you don't get your wages, or if you're told beforehand that if you work for me for a month, I will not give you a penny, you would not go. If you were told, the police today, today's society says that if you commit murder, you will go into jail, and people stay away from murder, those people with sense stay away from murder. If you are told that if you do this, you will spend so many years in jail, and people stay away from that, even up to the extent that if they are driving down the road and a police car comes behind them, they will make sure that they will look at the speedometer to make sure that they are not speeding. And this is the scare that people have in this world. Is Allah not looking at you for every deed that you are doing? Do you not know that every single deed will have to be accounted for on the day of judgment? And yet you have forgotten? Why are you spending your time in this world? Forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, live your life in this world. Eat the beautiful food in this world, but thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to his sahaba kiram, he says that, do you know you will have to account for your food on the day of judgment? The sahaba kiram says, Ya Rasulullah, if that is the case, then we will not eat from this day onwards. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, however, if a person says Alhamdulillah after eating, then they will not have to account for that food. And yet we forget when we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Do you know the best way out of Jahannam? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim has 19 letters in it. And every time you say one of them letters, you are given freedom from one grade of Jahannam. Because remember, Jahannam has 19 grades. And you say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, with from your heart, Allah's name, His name you are starting with, the most beneficent and merciful. If you say that and you believe in that, then inshallah you will be protected from the fire of Jahannam. Things will protect you on the fire of Jahannam. Quran will stand between Jahannam and you, and it will say, I will not let this person into Jahannam. It will fight with the angels. It will say, this person used to regularly recite me. Up to the extent that the stick, the miswak that Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use, and he has ordered his ummah to follow that as a sunnah, he says that miswak will stand between them and the fire of Jahannam. And he will say that I will not let this person into Jahannam, for he used to use me and he used to follow the sunnah of Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear sisters of Islam, think why you were created. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have created jinns and humans only for my worship. That does not mean that you have to sit on the prayer mat for 24 hours. That means that you don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the time for namaz comes, you pray namaz. When you are eating, think of the sunnah way of eating. If you do that, you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are drinking, think of the way that you are drinking according to the sunnah of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you do that, then you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you go to the toilet, think of the way that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered us to go into the toilet. Think of the dua of going into the toilet and how you should relieve yourself, come out of the toilet, pray the dua. If you do that, you are relieving yourself, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding you for that. And there is no limit on the reward. If you pray Fajr namaz, then it is as if you have been standing all night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear sisters of Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reward of paradise and give us the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the common sense so that we change our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For more details on other tapes, please contact 0781 75 88 130. That's 0781 75 88 130. Or email us taiba78692@hotmail.com. That's taiba taiba 78692@hotmail.com. Other tapes by Sidi Muhammad Salib include Day of Judgment, Punishment of Hell, Importance of Salah, Love of the Prophet, Repentance, Importance of Knowledge, Women in Islam, Fear of Allah, Respect of Parents, Muslims' Character, Propagating Islam, and Drugs. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.